right, wonderful. Thanks, Virgil. Pastor Scott here from Sandpoint, broadcasting the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Unalaska Raiders. Yeah, we've just gotten underway. I apologize. My thumbs were in the way, but we've just started. We've got 5 minutes left, and the Lady Eagles are ahead 7-2, and we've got a foul and a whistle on the floor. So let me see if I can catch up with the who's on the floor. So it looks like for the Raiders, we have Risa and Allery, and I thought I saw number 32, Alyssa, and 25, Bailey, and number 50, Mercedes, are on the floor. Dantezza takes it from a nice outside left-handed alley-oop, puts it up, and the score is 9-2. We're 4-45 gone or left in the first quarter, and here come the Raiders bringing it across the floor. And that's number 25, Marja. I was just talking to Coach Lori. He says, yeah, I'm just a Raider mom, but I'm here helping the girls out today. So the score is 9 for the Lady Eagles, 2 for the Unalaska Raiders. We've got a little timeout on the floor. Yeah, Joe is sorting things out down there. I didn't see no foul, but I think somebody might be sitting down and getting a little tension there. And here we go. We got the ball is back in play. And here comes, we have on the floor Nicole Gunderson and Dantezza, Madison, and number 12, Emily, and Brittany Gardner. And she just got called, I think. Was she palming the ball? She got called for something, so we had a turnover, but no, nothing happening here. Here we go. Raider ladies, but Brittany got some great height on that. Touched the ball, got it off. A little slap off the rim there, but Madison touched the ball. She's got her hands up, doing a great job of defense, working hard down on that low post. The Lady Eagles are ahead by 9-2, but here comes number 12. Other 12. Risa had the ball put up, didn't quite make it go, and turnover there. Ball is coming back to the Lady Eagles. Here we are. We've had some great games. It's a little chilly outside in Sandpoint. Nice, bright, clear, sunny skies. It's a nice breeze out there. It's only about 15 out of the north, but it's really cold. Brittany has the ball from the left side, puts it up. Can't quite get a handle on it, but we've got a reach in there by number 23, O'Leary. And she's going to send Madison through the line for a shot. She has the ball, puts it up. Great. She's almost surprised herself looking at that ball going in as it was dropping in, nothing. Oh, my goodness. But there it went. So it's 10-2 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Addison puts it up again, and just like that, we're going to have to start calling her the timeout by Lori. And so the score is 11-2 in favor of the Lady Eagles. So welcome if you're joining us down on KUCB. In on Unalaska Dutch Harbor, if you're listening out here on KSTP, or if you're listening over in King Cove, or if you want to join us or send your family and friends on the online, they can join us at apradio.org, and you can pick up the broadcast. And if I think about it, I'll have Nate tell me on paper here where you can go online, and I'll let you know how you can follow these games. Off the internet. We've got a great internet feed. The weather is good for our internet transmission today. We don't have a fouling rain or snow. And I'll get that call out too. So if you're just tuning in and you'd rather see the play-by-play, I'll just let you know that if you're watching it on the internet, it doesn't quite match up with my voice. I don't know. I'm usually further behind than the game is on the air. But here we go. The Raiders have the ball. They're bringing it down court, and they're quickly moving the ball around. Back to the right. Great throw down there. Oh, trying to get it in, but Emily, great hands. Dantezza picks up the ball down. Long outlet pass to Brittany. She steps up and puts it up off the glass. 3 minutes to go, and the Lady Eagles are ahead 13-2. Here come the Raiders back up the court. They are moving around that ball. Down to the right side. Great attempt on a three. Little offline. But we're going to have Emily, I think, is going to be called for that nice job. O'Leary had the ball and was going up. Looks like she's going to get a chance for a couple of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. And the score is 13-2 in favor of Sandpoint. In and out, nice job by O'Leary, but it just rolled around and kicked out. Almost fell through the hoop there. All righty. One more attempt there by O'Leary. Up, off the back iron. Can't come down with it. Too many hands up there, but finally controlled by Lila. But she was dribbling and walking, so she's going to be called for a double dribble. So we have Lila Gunderson on the floor wearing number 11 for the Lady Eagles. O'Leary has the ball. She throws it in. It's going to be tapped by Brittany and goes back out of bounds. Just getting word from Nate, you can go to AEBSD, Aleutians East Borough School District.org, and go on to the go to Quick Links and the live stream, or you can go to the Facebook page. Nice put up there. I think that was by Lila Gunderson that had that off. It was either Lila or Madison, I couldn't see. It was trying to block that ball out, and they weren't quite effective. We had another score, so it's 4-13 in favor of the Lady Eagles. And the Raiders have taken that ball back. And here we go. Stolen by Brittany. Brittany took that right away from Marja. And it's now 4-15 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Brittany and Dantezza and Lila are putting on the pressure. Slapped the ball away. They've stolen it. Brittany has the ball, controlling it on the left side. Stole it, off the iron. Dantezza has it, gives it back to Brittany. Finds Madison, down to Lila. Lila puts it up and drops it in. Nice push. And I'm surprised that Alyssa, who has the height on Lila, wasn't able to jump up and block that ball. Quick timeout called by Coach Lori. And as she would tell you, I'm not the coach. Casey's the coach, but he couldn't make the trip today. But I'm just a Raider mom. But she said, hey, girls, let's slow it down. You're down, but you're not out. It's 52 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And the Lady Eagles are ahead 17-4. If you're out and about in Sandpoint, if you're watching the weather has come down, I'm sure the fleet is fishing. But don't forget, now is the time that you can send in your contributions. You can request to join as a member. And we would love to have you there. Shout out to folks living in Unalaska, Dutch Harbor, KUCB, and the radio station there. And we're enjoying these simulcasts here. And trust that you'll keep following us on Facebook and around. All right, here we go. We're back to action. The Raiders are bringing up the ball. And they are 1 minute and 38 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Nice throw, but a steal by Brittany, who elevated. And Lila has it, feeds across to Dantezza. She stops, pops a glass, and puts it in for two more. We're 19-4. That was a great steal by Brittany. Brittany doesn't look that tall on the floor, but she's able to move quickly. She did it again. She deflected the ball. She's a great presence. Again, across court to Lila, who puts it up off the glass and banks it in. And now we are at 21-4 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Here comes O'Leary. She throws the ball in. Mercedes has the ball. She's bringing around the corner. She throws it down, and she finds Alyssa. I heard the whistle, but I've got a big obstruction blocking my viewpoint here, and I couldn't quite see what that call was. But I think we have a foul on Madison, and that will be her first. Here comes Alyssa, has the ball. Brittany is there, challenges, gets through interflection and grabs the ball before it goes out. She just is overleaping Mercedes at the moment. Brittany has it on the left side. She fishes over to Lila. Lila digs it down to Madison. Madison puts it up, but she is guarded by Alyssa, and Alyssa just had her arms too far forward and impeded the outstretched shooting arm of Madison Thompson, one of the seniors on the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Madison has it, dribbles twice, up, rattles the iron, goes in. You can still see her shake her head going, Coach, thanks for the work out there. It's, she hasn't missed a free throw yet. I hope I don't cause her interruption. She puts that on up, adjusts a little bit, slightly, nothing but net. Great arc, nice trajectory, and it's 23-4 with 40.5 seconds left to go for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. And here comes the Raiders. Mercedes has the ball. She's dribbling over to the right side. She's met by Lila. Lila causes her to stop, change direction, and we have number 25, Marja, the senior, the captain of the squad, is out there for the Raiders. She gets it down in the corner. Looks like number 12, Risa, has been trapped. They get the ball. Dantes ends up with it quickly. Brittany goes, runs to the left, puts up a little left hook shot there off the glass and drops it in. It's 25-4. Oh, a little tough pass in by O'Leary. And Dantes has it. Can't quite get it at the buzzer. Brittany puts up an attempt for three, doesn't fall in. But at the end of the first quarter, it is Sandpoint Lady Eagles 25, the Unalaska Raiders at 4. And Virgil, are you doing a break or is someone else doing breaks?
We can take a break.
All right, we got about 45 seconds if you want to hit sponsors and folks that are out there.
All righty, let me know when you come back. There we go. I can squeeze in a couple in. How about just this one?
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
All righty, back to Scott.
All right, we're coming back. They've just sounded the buzzer. The Eagles will have the ball in. As we start this second quarter, they have a commanding lead of 25-4 for the Unalaska JV team. Most of the Unalaska team is 9th and 10th graders and just one junior and one senior. But they play spirited ball on the floor. These girls are just really in training. But here they come, running down the floor, quickly offer up. Opportunity at a three. O'Leary got the rebound, tried to put it up, but she was kind of jostled by Nicole, so it's tied out for the Raiders. O'Leary has the ball. She's over on the left side. Nicole's blocking. O'Leary dribbles out of the way. Comes into Risa. Risa bounces it back out. She finds some help in number 25, Marja. Marja passes it down. Oh-ho, and Brittany is there again. She just is anticipating those passes so well that she has been in on several steals and blocks and is doing a great job defensively. So here we are, the start of the second quarter. It's 7 minutes left to go in this quarter, and the Raiders have the ball. Trying to find out, and there, even then, Brittany got her hand and caused the ball to fall just a step short, but the Raiders control. Alyssa has the ball. She kicks it back to Risa. Risa's working down to the far corner. Raiders are coming to help out. But we have a push out by the Eagles, and it's still the Raiders' ball in the far right corner. Here comes the inbound. Oh, and quickly stolen. Risa had the ball, and it was just kind of tapped out of her hands. It was pushed forward between Madison and Brittany, but it went out of bounds. And looks like it was tapped out by the Raiders, and here Brittany has the ball. She's looking to throw it in. Bounced into Madison, who is wide open in the key, and she puts it up, standing about 5 feet in front of the rim. It's 27-4 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Exciting game here. Lots of room in the stands. If you're thinking of coming down, love to have you here. They're going to do some three-point shooting and some contests, some free throws between 3 and 4, and then starting at 5 o'clock, we'll start having the playoffs for the girls. Brittany has the ball. She drives coast to coast, puts it up off the glass. Can't quite get up above the rim, pushing back down the Raiders. Here comes Brittany looking to steal the ball. She interrupts Marja. Marja has the ball. She's dribbling it with her right hand, moves to the right side. She's guarded there by Lila. Pushes back over to Mercedes. Mercedes to O'Leary. So Larry's looking for some help. Back to Mercedes. Mercedes moves right. Team moves left. Gets it down to Risa. Risa back to Mercedes off the left elbow. Down to O'Leary. O'Leary taking a look. They've got that ball moving around up in the air. Great job by Alyssa to get the outstretched arm. She gets it up off the iron. Can't quit it. Brittany finds the pass. Gets it, outlets it to Lila. Lila tries to get it to Dantezza. And it's lost in the transition, and it's going to go back to the Raiders. Here we are. So that's the foul on Lila. Just a accidental, incidental nudge, but she picks up her first. And we're at 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. The score is still 4 for the Raiders, and it's now 27 for the Lady Eagles. O'Leary has the ball way over on the left side. She passes off to Risa. Risa long outstretched to Mercedes. Back to Risa. Down in the corner. Picked up by O'Leary. His switch to the right side. Bounce pass into Risa. She puts it up. Can't quite get it to fall. It falls a little short. Nicole Gunderson is there for the rebound. She drives up the right side. Passes off to Dantezza. Dantezza finds Brittany for a three at the right elbow. Can't get it. Madison gets the rebound. Second try goes in for two. And it's now 29-4 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Here comes the Raiders. Risa has the ball driving down to the right side. And she was caught by referee Joe palming the ball, doing that little carryover. Great to have you listening today. Hope you're enjoying the games. We're doing the best we can to get as many games on the air as we can. I know it's a full schedule this afternoon. We have three games this afternoon. We're not sure if we're going to get the one for tomorrow morning between the Point Hope and the King Cove boys, but we're going to try. And if we can get everything going, we have a whistle on the floor. And we have some substitutions coming in. We're going to see Abigail and, we're going to see Emily and Lindsay coming in for the Eagles. So we're going to have Dantezza, Brittany, Nicole, Emily, and Lindsay on for the Lady Eagles. Score is 29-4. Lindsay with the outstretched arms, the bright colored hair, and it goes up. Oh, great attempt by Mercedes. It's up off the glass and doesn't quite fall. But it's controlled by the Raiders. That's number 25. Marja has the ball. She gets it into Alyssa, who tries to go up off the glass, and Nicole's going to be called for a foul. She didn't have her hands straight up. She had them kind of outstretched and impeded O'Leary. O'Leary's going to go. That's five team fouls. First one on Nicole. The score is 29-4 in favor of the Lady Eagles. And we're getting the referees sorting things out. And here we go. O'Leary has the ball, puts it up off the rim a little bit, but it slides outside. We have a substitution coming, so we're going to have number 33, May, is joining the field, and I think Alyssa is sitting down for just a brief. Oh, almost goes in. O'Leary's shot just a little bit off the right iron. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be controlled by the Lady Eagles. Here comes the throw-in. Dantezza has the ball, and she quickly works ahead to Lindsay, who passes it down to Brittany. Brittany is working on the left side. She's looking for some help. She didn't dribble out of it, but she passed it off to Dantezza, who lost the handle, and it went out of bounds. Substitution's coming in. So we have number two. Excuse me, it can't be quite right, but it is. I didn't get the... I'll have to find out who number two for Unalaska Raiders is. It wasn't in my... too many twos. But this one is just number two. She catches the pass, puts it up. It's deflected by Emily. Emily outlets to Brittany. Brittany weaves through traffic, one on four. She tries to put it up a little bit low, but she gets and knocks it away, has the ball, and it's stripped by number 25, Marja. I think that's going to be another foul on Marja. Let's see how many she has. That's the should be the fifth team foul, and the teams will be tied with team fouls here. And the Eagles have the ball and control it. Here comes Dantezza. She's at the top of the key. He pitches out to Brittany over on the right side. Brittany steps into the elbow. She pitches back to Contessa, who feeds it to Emily at the post, and she attempts to go up, and she is blocked by May and sends Emily to the free throw line. Sandpoint Eagles are wearing the white jerseys with the long gold and blue striping along the side. And the Raiders, I believe, that's black and gold with little white striping. I don't think my eyesight has failed me yet. I don't think it's midnight blue. I believe that's black. We have a little timeout here. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Looks like Emily is being awarded some technical fouls. I didn't follow all that. Everybody lined up at the free throws, and then they made them all go back. So Emily is being awarded a technical. That was the foul was done by number 33, May. Emily puts up her first ball. It bounces off the back of the iron and bounces up. She takes a little side step to the left, dribbles down, settles down, pushes it back up. That one's off the back iron, but bounces straight out. So those two free throw attempts did not produce any score. The score at 3:31 left in the second period is Sandpoint Eagles 29, the Raiders 4. We have two tries by Dawn Tezza. She puts up, and it also hits the back iron. Great high arc, just a little bit too much muscle. And I apologize, folks. I didn't see what the double technical was. Dantesa puts the second one up. It rims around and falls out. So it's going to be side back in, playback. I don't know what the double technical was all about, but I may be able to catch up with that later at halftime and find out what was going on there. Lady Eagles have the ball. They throw it in, and Dantesa has the ball, and she is barking out. She pitches down, but she was traveling. She had an idea to move that ball, but now we have some more substitutions. So we have Abigail is coming on, Brittany is coming off, and Lila is coming on. So on the floor we have Abigail and her sister Emily, and we have Lila and Lindsay and Nicole. So we have a rather young starting line out there for the Lady Eagles, and they're coming up against. The Raiders have the ball. They bring it down. Went up in the air. Looks like we have a little block on Abigail. Looks like she reached in just a little bit and got a piece of Marja. Marja's at the line. The lone senior on this young team. She has the ball. She dribbles. She sets. Puts it up. Finds nothing but net. Great form as she puts it up. We're now 5 for the Raiders. Looks like Alyssa's coming back on and O'Leary's going to take a seat. Marja has the ball. She dribbles, sets those knees, pushes it right up, and another free throw, nice and in. Here comes the Eagles. They have 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to go here in the second period. Lila has the ball. She kicks it back out on the right elbow to Abigail, who tries to throw back to Lila, but is blocked out of bounds by number 2 for the Unalaska Raiders. Now, I promise to get her name at the halftime. It was hard to get names and numbers because they had their warm-up jerseys. And Miss Lori said, yeah, they should all be the same, but her name's just not in the program. I apologize for that. And there we go. They get another bucket just like that. Brought it down up off the glass. It is now 8-29 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Abigail has the ball. She dribbles out. She stops. She holds the ball. She gets it into Nicole, standing just off the top of the key. Back to Abigail. Abigail is thinking about shooting. She back to Nicole. Nicole takes a long three off the glass, doesn't get it. Pops back over the outstretched hands of Marja and right back to Nicole's hands, who is back to Lila Gunderson. Lila brings it back up. She's working from the right side back to left. She stops, kicks it down to Lindsay. Lindsay has the ball. She's not sure what to do. She passes it back to Abigail. A lot of passing going on. Good ball movement. There Nicole stops, dribbles out. Picks it back up, up over the air, can't quite get it, but it's picked up there very nicely by Risa, and she protects that ball strongly. Brings it down the rebound. They're coming down. They get an outlet pass. way on the right side, up off the iron, can't get it. There's Alyssa, put it back up, can't get it. Abigail gets the ball, she's tripped and goes down hard. But there was no foul, it was just running between foot and feet. She was just running between two defenders and just got caught up. But here come the Raiders. Oh, Risa had the ball, and I think that was Emily. Just kind of stepped in. Big size difference between Emily and Risa, and they just don't move the same speed and velocity. So Emily got a blocking charge there, and she took away that driving lane for Risa. Risa should be going to the line. Excuse me. Yep, they're going to give that to Marja. I apologize, folks. Marja has the ball. She set the free throw. She puts up. First one drops. Nothing but net. And she has another opportunity coming. They are now 9-29. The Lady Eagles have a 20-point lead. It's 1 minute and 24 seconds to go in the second period. Here she is. She sets. She puts it up. It goes down, but we had a lane violation. And it's going the other way. I'm not sure. I think Marja stepped on the line as she was shooting. But that one didn't count. It's 9-29. Here we go. Brittany has the ball. She's back on the floor. She gets it back to Dantezza. Dantezza is running through traffic. And Marja reaches in a little bit too aggressively against Dantezza, who was driving out to Wolf. And that ball is put away, and we have a nice bounce pass from Brittany right to an unguarded Nicole Gunderson, who catches that pass and pops it up for two. It's 9-31 with 1:09 left to go here in the first half. The ball comes in. Mercedes has the ball. She kicks it back to Marja. Marja has the ball on the left elbow. She's kicking around. She looks hard. She pitches it down to Alyssa with her long arm. She gets it. Oh, great shot by Mercedes, but it goes off the wall and back outside, so it's coming back the other way. Here we go. Brittany has the ball. She catches on the left side, and she wands. Oh, nice little teardrop with the left hand up off the glass and drops it in for two more. 40 seconds left to go here in the half. It's 33-9. Up and go. Oh, nice long two for number 50, Mercedes. It's 11-33. 28 seconds left to go. Lindsay's on the floor. Dantezza, Nicole, Madison, and Brittany. Dantezza has the ball over to the left side to Brittany. Gets it back to Nicole. Stops, dribbles up. One shot for a three. Up off the iron. Goes in the air. It's interference because it bounced up over the top of the glass. But it came back down on this side. But referee Raynell caught that. He said, no, it's out of bounds, so coming this way. 13 seconds left to go. Here come the Raiders. They've got one more shot at this to make a score. Number 25, and she loses the handle. Madison gets it to Brittany. 4 seconds left. Ahead to Lindsay. Lindsay didn't quite run away. And we have 0.1 seconds, so they have just enough time for the Raiders to throw in before the end of this half. Here we go. Here come the Raiders. They're going to let the ball run a long time. She's going to be able to pick up and shoot, and not quite enough. And that, folks, is the end of the first half. The Unalaska Raiders. The girls' team has 11 points, and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles have 33. Mr. Virgil.
All righty, Scott. We'll let you take a break during halftime, and we'll be back.
About 8 minutes, I'll call back in on the other line.
All right. Scott Morgan bringing you the play-by-play right here. We'll have this game, and then at 5 p.m., we are scheduled to air the third and the fourth place for the girls. We have a contest for that standing. And then at 6:30 p.m., we'll have a competition between the first and the second-ranked ladies' teams. At 8 p.m., we will have the Sandpoint boys facing off against the Point Hope Harpooners, the gentleman from Point Hope. In the meantime, here is some underwriting, and we'll be back after the underwriting with a little bit of music, and then the halftime should be up.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. the Shoemagain Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint on the web at www.shoemagain.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shoemagain Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at penair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
KSDP Radio, 830 AM Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
All right, we're going to fill in a little bit of this halftime with some modern pop music. How about Beyonce? Yeah, it's not that recent. Single Ladies, Jennifer Hudson, Wiesel, who knows what else, Mike Posner? Sure.
Three good gifts, you can't.
Maja gets the ball. She dribbles back She finds Risa. Risa's looking for some help. She dribbles out. She's being guarded. Lila Gunderson picks up. Maja puts the ball up off the glass. Can't quite get it. Madison picks up. Fast feed to Don Tezza, who puts up for another two. The score is 37 for the Eagles, 13 for the Raiders. And the Eagles have a little pressure there, but O'Leary gets the ball, and she, long outlet pass. Great over to Alyssa, puts it up, can't make it fall. And we have a jump ball being called there between Nicole and O'Leary. But its possession goes to the arrow is showing to the home team, so the Eagles get the ball in. Dantezza has the ball. She's trying to quickly dribble past Risa and doesn't quite get that. Looks like we have a foul being called on Risa, who didn't block with the body but threw that arm in there. No, excuse me, it was a foul. Yes, on Risa. They were a little, scorekeeper was slow. Long outlet pass to Lila. Lila has it for the Eagles. She tries to bounce fast around, but Mercedes is right there. It bounces off her leg and goes out of bounds, so it's still side out for the Eagles. We're a third quarter, 5 minutes and 33 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. The Lady Eagles have a commanding lead. Brittany gets the ball. She's trying to throw it in, has a hard time. Bounce pass down to Madison. It gets away, and Risa comes up with the ball and is moving back down the court. Risa has the ball, outlet pass, tries to go. Brittany disrupts it, or interrupts it, gives it to Alyssa, and Alyssa is caught traveling. So it's going to be side out, turnover. It's 13 for the Raiders, 37 for the Eagles. Here comes Dantezza, one of the two seniors on the Lady Eagles team. She kicks it out to Brittany. Brittany dribbles, puts it in high off the glass, and picks up two. She was able to do that because Mercedes had ran out to challenge her and left her spot undefended. Lila with a quick hand just interrupts Risa, makes her dribble hard, working back and forth. But Risa gives it over to Mercedes, back to Risa, comes up off the back iron. Nicole gets the rebound, outlet to Brittany. Brittany runs down, puts it off the glass, can't get it. O'Leary has the rebound and is not letting go. Here comes the ball. O'Leary, long outlet pass to Mercedes. O'Leary gets the ball, goes down on one knee, comes back the other way. Brittany has the ball, loses the handle in transition. She's going to stop, gives it to Madison. Madison gives it back to Brittany, who is at the three-point line on the far left corner. Dantezza has it, works back to the right, top of the key, holds up the sign. Moves over to the right side. People are moving around. We're going to have a foul by O'Leary. Girls are starting to look a little tired out there. Of course, the Raiders have played two games. This is their second game today, so no wonder they're getting a little challenged here. But, you know, that's why they're called student athletes. They get to run and play, and we get to work the sound booth because I can't move as fast as referee Joe. Lila had the ball kicked away by tapped away by Risa, loses it out of bounds, couldn't quite recover, and the Raiders are coming back the other way. We have 4 minutes left in the third period. The Raiders are at 13, and the Lady Eagles at 39. Here come the Raiders. Oh, nice. Long two by Mercedes, and she gets that one to fall. Here comes Dantezza. She brings it up, swings it over to the left to Nicole. Nicole swings it far over to the other side. She finds Brittany. Brittany has space. Nice pick by Dantezza, which clears out the lane, and Brittany runs around the corner and takes about a 12-foot little push and makes it 41-15. Nice hustle down there. Great push by Risa to find Mercedes standing back at her favorite long two, but she couldn't get her hands on it to wrap that ball up. And here come the Eagles back the other way. 3:32. Lila Gunderson has it. One-hand pass down to Brittany. Brittany just inside the three, off the iron. Dantezza steps in, gets the rebound. Gets her own rebound, but loses it. We're going to have a reach-in by Brittany and a foul there. Lots of hustle on these two teams. There are lots of things going on. And of course, between 3 and 4, we have a little break. There will be a free throw and three-point contest. And then starting at 5 o'clock, we have girls basketball and another one at 6:30. Those will be the playoffs between 3rd and 4th at 5 and 1st and 2nd at 6:30. Then 8 o'clock will be Sandpoint Boys versus the Point Hope Boys. Oh, great effort there by Alyssa. She got defeated just inside the free throw line, off the left iron and out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover and back to the Lady Eagles. 3:15 left to go in the third period. 15-41. The ball comes into Lila. She gets it, scoops it up off the floor, off the glass, rims out. Picked up by the Raiders. And here they come. Mercedes has the ball. She tries a bounce pass around Dantezza, but she slaps that ball outside. Here comes Leary back on the court. Number 33, May, is going to sit down. Got to give a second to let maintenance man Bob get in and out of his room before the ball gets slapped in there. Oh, great attempt there. But picked up by Lila off the floor. There goes Nicole running down coast to coast. She stops, pitches it back to Brittany Gardner. Back over to Nicole. Nicole in and out. Picked up by Alyssa with a height on everybody. She stops, peels off the ball. Brittany tries to steal it. Here come the Raiders. I tell you what, Marja does a great job of passing the ball and then blocking out the Eagles. And we're at 18-41. The Raiders haven't given up. They're still playing hard. It's a really young team out there for the Unalaska team. Dantezza kicks it around. She finds Lila at the top of the key. He finds Brittany on the left elbow. Brittany drives in. Oh, we're going to have a call on Mercedes. Kind of stepped in the way as Brittany charged in. It's only a second foul on Mercedes. Nicole Gunderson gets the inlet pass. Brittany takes it on the left side. She passes back to Nicole. Nicole gives it to Lila. Long three off the glass. Can't get it. Madison is there. Has the ball. Has it stripped out of her hands. But Alyssa is caught with her hands inside Madison. So Madison will go to the line. The score, ladies and gentlemen, is 41 for the Eagles, 18 for the Raiders. Very spirited game. Don't let the lopsided points. Both teams are fighting really hard here. Madison has the ball. That's her first free throw miss. She didn't, she kind of smiled and said, well, that's what I usually do. Those others were just fantastic. Here she comes with her second. It's up, and that one's off the front iron. O'Leary's there, has a rebound. Great box out. Here comes number 12. Risa has the ball. She's driving all the way around, and Lila tangles up with her. And there's going to be a foul against Lila. Should be back to the Raiders. A minute 56 in the third quarter. It's 18-41 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Inbounds pass. It's tipped. Falls to the floor. Mercedes was the intended recipient, but the possession area goes back to the Raiders, so they get to throw in the ball again. The jump ball on the floor. Here's Mercedes. She has the ball. Dantezza is contesting her. Dantezza really worries her until she gets the ball. Here comes Brittany driving up the left side. She's stopped by Mercedes. Kicks back to Dantezza. Down low into Madison. Back to Brittany. Dantezza runs into the paint, picks up the pass from Brittany, and drops it in for two more. It's 43-18 in favor of the Eagles. Here come the Raiders. Risa is bringing up the ball. She finds Mercedes on the right side. She backs in. She slows down. Risa picks up. Bounce pass into O'Leary. O'Leary's tied up there. Great. Moving that ball to the charging in Alyssa. Alyssa gets the bucket, and I think she's going to the foul line. Looks like we have some replacements coming online here for the Lady Eagles. Madison is coming off, and number 12, Emily Voss, is coming on. Dantezza looks like she's going to get a break, and Lindsay is coming to the floor. Well, the ball went up by number 32, Alyssa, but missed the iron, and it's back off. So we have Nicole, Dantezza, Emily, Lindsay, and Abigail. Here comes the ball. Lindsay gets the ball, puts it down to Emily, up off the glass, can't quite get it. Alyssa recovers the rebound. She's working up. She finds some help. Gets to O'Leary. O'Leary finds the outlet over there to number 25, Marja. Marja takes a long three off the iron. Nicole picks it up. Outlet pass, but not quite fast enough. And Risa grabs it off. We have a jump ball called. And that time possession goes back to the Eagles. Here comes Dantez with a throw in. He gets the ball. We have 43 seconds left to go in the third period. Lindsay stops. There's a nice screen. Dantez has the ball. Finds Nicole. They're working back. Abigail has it at the top. She's not sure what to do. And she's getting really pressured there by Risa. Risa's been playing, and Abigail is trying to dribble out of it. There goes Abigail. She hasn't drug her foot yet. Nice. She gets it down to Nicole, who comes in, drives on the baseline. And it looks like she worked hard enough to get a foul coming here. That's the fifth team foul against the Raiders and the four against the Lady Eagles. Abigail has the ball. She gets a long outlet pass to Dantez. She takes one dribble bounce, puts it up, can't quite get it. Rebound comes down. Risa has it. She's covered up. She dribbles out of trouble. Abigail's there to meet her. Risa has the ball. A little behind the back move. She still hasn't crossed the line. Now she crossed the line and quickly passes it off. And here we go with Marja. Marja has the ball. Long outlet pass to Alyssa. Alyssa back to Marja at the buzzer. No score. Great attempt. And the final at the end of three is 43 for the Lady Eagles, 20 for the Unalaska Raiders. Virgil, you got about 60 seconds, maybe 45.
All righty, I'll throw one in, give you a break. Pastor Scott there at the Sandpoint School, bringing you live play-by-play coverage. Here we go. Thank you, underwriters.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Telalaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
Sandpoint Lady Eagles back up on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the air. You have Pastor Scott, Virgil at the switchboard back there. I'm not sure who's in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for KUCB and KSDP Sandpoint. Don't forget 88.1 FM over in King Cove. We are broadcasting live from the Sandpoint Gymnasium. It is the start of the fourth quarter, and we have just started the fourth quarter. The Lady Eagles are 23 points ahead of the Raiders. It's 43-20, and the Raiders have the ball. Great attempt by number two, Bailey. She's got a little limp going on her left foot, but she's coming up and working it off. But in that exchange, Dantez has the ball, and it's back over on the Eagles' side of the court. Eagles are on the right-hand basket. We have a throw-in to Madison, and it looks like we're going to have a foul on number 32, Alyssa. And that's going to put Madison to the stripe. Here we go. Madison has the ball. She bounces. She's up. It's in and out and bounces back up to the wall and out of bounds. One more opportunity here for Madison. Nice. She resets and puts in nothing but hoop there, and it's 20-44 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Here comes the Raiders. Marja has the ball. She drives up post set there by Mercedes, but Dantez runs around her, and it caused the ball to go off somebody's foot. Looks like it may have gone off Dantez's foot because the Raiders maintain possession. Marja bounces the ball in. She finds Alyssa. Alyssa's guarded by Madison. Alyssa pushes the ball back out to Marja. Marja has the ball. She's moving around. Oh, Lindsay gets a handle on it and interrupts Mercedes. Both of these girls have long, flowing ponytails, but Mercedes takes a shot, puts it up, and a rebound comes back to Dantez. Dantez has the ball. She puts it up, and she finds Abigail on the left corner. Lindsay's coming back up on top. They're looking for some help. Over to Dantez. Down inside to Nicole. And And it looks like we're going to get a foul on O'Leary. We have 6:53 left to go. O'Leary's coming off. And May is coming on. Cole Gunderson stands at the free throw line, puts it up, off the back iron, comes down, hit by Madison, but recovered there by Bailey, and she outlets up forward there, and here comes Mercedes. She's working the right side, guarded by Lindsay. She can't quite get it. Oh, she tries a bounce pass, and Abigail is right there, has the ball, working down, getting in trouble there, passes off to Cole, drives the right side. Got to set up again, inside to Madison. Madison takes a step out to Dantezza, she puts it up off the glass, can't quite get it. And Bailey is right there with the rebound. Outlet pass to number 32, Alyssa. Alyssa has it. Marja now controlling the floor, bringing it back up. We're at 6:17 left to go. The score is 20-44 in favor of the Lady Eagles. High over the outstretched arms of Lindsay. Down to Bailey, back to Marja. She puts it up and drains it for two, coming in off that upper post position. It's 22-44. Here come the Lady Eagles. Abigail has it at the right elbow. She steps in, looks at a three, puts it up, and pulls it down for three. She was left pretty much wide open, and she was able to put. We have a timeout being called for by Coach Lori, but they're not seeing her down here. I see, oh, finally we get a whistle that says, Coach Lori says, we need a stop here. We need a break. We need to get something done. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate your membership. Now is the time to get that, what is it, 54 cent now. And in fact, you can get the Wonder Woman stamps down at your stamp store in honor of one of our great teachers here. You can figure out which one that teacher is, who is the alias known in this part of town as Wonder Woman Personified. I would give you her initials, but that would be going too far. But grab that stamp, put down a card, get an envelope, send in your contribution and request a membership. Your packet will come back. And, you know, I don't even think there's a dollar limit. You could send in a dollar, but then you spend $1.50, so you might as well spend $5 and at least get $4.50 coming to the radio station. And it's your membership and contributions that help keep us on the air broadcasting live events. I was having fun listening to the meeting of the Aleutians East Borough last night as it was recorded and put back on the air. You know, now, and being involved with KSDP is your opportunity, just like with KUCB, public radio is what keeps us in tune and attached with each other in this part of remote Alaska. So support your local radio station. And if we were playing in a live show at these hotels, don't forget to tip your waitress, just don't tip them over. Well, in all that exchange, the Eagles are now at 47. The Raiders are at 22, and the Eagles have the ball. Abigail has a quick dribble. Oh, nice pickup post between Nicole, and she really did a good job on blocking Bailey. Comes down to Madison. She puts one up off the glass, can't get it to fall, gets her own rebound, puts it higher off the glass, and gets that one to fall. It is now 22-49, 4:53 left in the fourth period, and here come the Raiders. It's been fun to be here today. Marja has the ball. She's dribbling around to the right. Over, almost gets past Bailey. Bailey's coming down between two defenders. She's got to beat Lindsay and Madison. She's all boxed in, but she's got height. She gets back out. Mercedes has the ball. She dribbles left, pushes left, comes back to the right. She's boxed up, across to Alyssa. Alyssa with a height. She goes up and over, off the glass, back into Madison's hand, and the Eagles have the ball. Here comes Madison bringing up the ball. She stops in the backcourt, ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa doesn't watch it. Boom, just like that, Mercedes steals the ball. Mercedes has the ball outside, comes in. Up, oh, a nice job by Marja. She picks up that ball and drops it in for two. It's 24-49. We're at 4:02 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Nicole Gunderson has the ball on the left shoulder. She drives in towards the paint. She's got between two defenders. She puts it up off the rim, can't get it. Madison gets the rebound, puts it off the glass for two more. It's 51-24, 3:45 left to go. Here comes Marja. You know, it's exciting to watch these girls out here. They're working hard. I got to give it to the Lady Raiders. They played two games with just a short game in between them. So they've really been on the floor a long time already today, and they'll have one more game to go this afternoon. Ball goes up, attempted by Mercedes. Falls down, it rolls to the floor. Marja picks up the rebound. Mercedes has it on the right shoulder. Marja steps inside, up and over, but Lindsay is there, gets the ball. Quick outlet to Abigail. Abigail loses it, picked up by Emily. Emily down to Nicole. Nicole up off the glass, off the rim. Back to Nicole off the glass, back to Emily off the glass. Finally rescued by Alyssa for the Raiders. We are down to 2 minutes, 58 seconds to go. It's 24-51 for the Lady Eagles, and the Raiders keep on coming. Here comes Marja. She's looking for some help. She drives to. She's on the floor. It gets popped away by Nicole, picked up by Alyssa. Bailey puts it up. Long, oh, what a nice ball. It bounces around and finally comes home to rest. It's 27-51. Here come the Eagles. Lindsay has the ball. She gets it to the right side to Nicole. Nicole has it. Nobody's in front of her. She takes a long look at the three off the glass. Can't find it. Mercedes picks up the long outlet rebound. She has the ball over on the right elbow. She works past Abigail into a two-point up off the iron. Can't get it. Nicole is there with the rebound. Outlet pass to Lindsay. Lindsay's dribbling down to the right hand. Stops, pulls up, finds Madison trailing. Madison slows it down. Madison drives into the paint, kicks it down to Emily. Emily back to Lindsay at a three-point. Lindsay puts up a long three-point off the glass and in. Lindsay can't believe it herself. She turns and goes, how did that happen? 54-27, a minute 53 left to go in this game. Marja has the ball. There's no quit with the Raiders. They're lined up. Marja calls the play. Everybody spreads out. She drives into paint, puts it off the free throw line, off the rim. Can't quite get a rebound. She gets a rebound. She's back out to the paint. We're a minute 37. It's 27-54. Marja has quick outlet pass to Mercedes on the right. Mercedes gets it back to Alyssa. Turns, steps, one shot. Can't get it to go. Off the glass is Nicole Gunderson. She gives it to Madison Thompson. Madison, the other senior, out on the floor. Over to Nicole. Nicole gets it over to Abigail at the top. Abigail holds up the sign. Everybody moves. We're winding downward a minute 10. Abigail has the ball. She drives to the right hand. She's protecting that lane from Bailey. She stops. She pulls up. She's really covered up well by Bailey. Whistle on the floor. Didn't move that ball fast enough. Bailey really did a great job on the defense there. Hustled that arm. Hustled those legs. Kept on moving. It's a 1 minute and 1 second left in the game. It's 27-54. O'Leary throws the ball in. Marja has the ball. She's coming up the lane. She's into the front court. She's drilling off to the right. Bailey has her hand up. Alyssa gets the ball, top of the key, back to Marja. Marja has an open lane. She gets in, can't quite get it. Ball goes up, it's stripped. She gets it back in her hand. We have a whistle on the floor. We have a reach in, I think, by Lindsay, maybe. Number 5, Abigail, gets credited with that reach in foul. Here comes the ball thrown into Alyssa. Back to Mercedes. She dribbles to the right side. She stops, bounces down to Marja at the 3. Into Alyssa. Up off the glass. Drops in for 2. 30 seconds to go. It's 29-54 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Bailey's out. She's working hard. Here's Mercedes running up. Challenge. Lindsay. Lindsay passes off to Abigail. A couple of freshmen out there. Nicole is over there as our junior. She has the ball. She's kind of running the floor with everybody. She drives around to the right. Switches back to the left. Pulls back to the right. Drives into lane. Ball is tipped away by O'Leary and goes right into Marja's hand. She's dribbling down fast on the right side, takes it all the way to the coast, rolls around the top and rolls out. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the fourth quarter. The Unalaska Raiders, 29. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 54. And that's the end of this broadcast. I hope you're tuning in. We should be back on the air at 5 or just before 5. Virgil, are you there?
I am here, and I'll let you go. Thank you for the great play-by-play coverage and doing the handoff with Austin.
No problem, and I hope their flights get out on time, and he's seated with Mr. Dubb.
Let's all keep him in our prayers. All right, I'll let you
all
go,
right.
Scott.
We'll check in just before game time.
Sounds good. You'll have Marissa on deck. She'll be taking the evening games, and I'll talk with you later.